When conservative talk show host Pat Snyder announced his candidacy for the 85th Assembly seat back in February, his employer, WSAU Radio, kept him on the air. The move was harshly criticized by Democrats. Now station managers admit they left Snyder on the air too long. FCC equal time rules started to apply the day after the August 14th primary, and Snyder kept broadcasting until August 30th. In a deal reached through her attorney, Democrat Mandy Wright is being given 5 hours of free one-minute ads.
I think it was very amicable, and I'm happy that we were able to reach this settlement quickly. And I think this is a great opportunity to reach out to more voters and introduce myself.
But what Democrat Mandy Wright sees as a great opportunity, Republican Pat Snyder sees as unfair.
I was told by my management that it was okay, that I was not supposed to mention my opponent's name, my race, which I didn't. And now to just give her a free 5 hours of basic campaigning, I guess I really ask, where's the ethics?
Do you think you're going to be able to match that airtime with your own purchases?
No. 5 hours? Heck no. It's a lot of money.
There is a third candidate in the Wausau Assembly race, Libertarian Jim Moss, and now he wants his share of the free airtime.
If there's going to be compensation and there's three candidates on the ballot, I should get half of that time.
Moss says he is yet to hear from WSAU management on his request. In Wausau, I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.